Okay, let's get into the next chapter, the next parak in Yirmiyahu, Parak Mem Vav. Parak Mem Vav starts a number of chapters that goes through Parak Nun Aleph, the second to last chapter in all of Sefer Yirmiyahu, talking about the other nations. This parak is about, starts off with Mitzrayim, and then we're going to talk about Plishtim and Moab. It's a nevuah that Yirmiyahu tells us that even though there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash, and there will be a Churban Beis Hamikdash, some of these nevuahs took place earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan, and all the nations that took part in the Churban will be held accountable, including Mitzrayim, including Bavel eventually, as we have spoken already. That's what this parak is about. Oh, just one other hara. Last week I mentioned, I quoted from the Ish HaEmunah. Ish HaEmunah is not halachic man. It's halachic man is Ish HaLacha, just a safer from Rav Soloveitchik. I said Ish HaEmunah, but that's where it was quoted from. Just to clarify, it's two different Sfarim, Isha Emunah and Isha Halacha. But either way, back to this, back to our discussion. Asher, so the parak starts off discussing, this parak is about Mitzrayim. And what's going to happen to Mitzrayim is about two different times that Bavel, that Nebuchadnezzar conquered Mitzrayim, 26 years apart. One was before the Churban, one was after the Churban. But that is what this parak is about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually, yes, we deserve to be punished. That's what the Sefer is about. But there will come a time where the other nations that take part in it will be punished as well. Why is it mentioned here? Because after Churban Beis HaMikdash, says the Abarbanel, we HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a little nechama to say there is Mita Kenegan Mita to everyone that is involved in everything in life. Shezachar HaChurban Yerushalayim V'Golos B'nei Yehuda. Once we mention the Churban and Yerushalayim, Zachar HaNavi Shekala Umos Sheazro B'Ra'ato U'B'Churbano Shal Yehuda Yechrevu V'Yigalu Kamahu V'Lazelo Zachar Meha Umos El Eilu Shizku Ka'an Nevu Oseihem. So says the Navi, that even though those other nations, Mitzrayim and Bavel and all those took part, there's going to be a time when everybody will have to stand in judgment. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, and really this Mishnah is the basis for the entire parak and the next number of prakim. The Mishnah says in the second parak, in the name of Hillel, Hillel says that there is something called Mida Kenegan Mida. Afu Ragul Golas Achas Shetzaf Al Pnei Amayim. Hillel saw a skull that was floating on the water. Amarla, and he said to the skull, Al da'ataft atfuch, because you drowned, you were drowned. V'sof mitifayich yutufun. One of the harder Mishnayos to understand than all of Pirkei Avos. But those that drowned you will be drowned. So you will get what you deserve, and they will get what they deserve. The concept of Mida, Kenegan Mida, and that's what this parak is about. The parak teaches us that even though there was Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we deserve the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but the other nations will be held accountable as well. And the idea of Mida Kenegan Mida obviously comes from Mitzrayim way back even in the Torah, where we know by the Mitzrayim, what does the Yisro say? Ki badavar asher zadu aleihem, bekedera shebishlu banis bashlu. The Gemara says, they threw the Jewish babies into the river, so they were drowned in the river. Mida Kenegan Mida, right, this comes up all the time. The Rav Lau, in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos, he discusses how, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka punish Mida Keneged Mida? Right, Hashem could punish in any way possible. Some punishment that fits the crime, but not as that's dafka Mida Keneged Mida. Explains Rabbi Lau, because what's the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments? His punishment is la'orer otanu l'tshuva. The whole point is for us to get the message. And therefore, the concept of a Mida Keneged Mida is to, it's like a message, a direct connection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shizu darko shel abore, lo'or es achote v'esho acherim lashu b'tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't wrote to lahanish es achote. He doesn't just want to punish us. Elo lahachziru lamutav. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Mida Keneged Mida, kasher ofan ha'anisha zeha l'maisa avera. If our punishment fits the avera, then when we're punished, we can say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, and it's going to remind us of something. And maybe this is something, I lost money here. Oh, maybe I'm doing something with my money that I shouldn't be doing. So because of that, says Rabbi Lau, a person has an open channel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing, every day. Tzuras HaNisha Hazu, Hila Maisa Mein Arutz Tikshoret Kavua, Shel Habore Imbur Yosef. Ha'adam Mekabel Meser Yom Yomi. I have a little, I bang my shin, I bang my foot, I don't take out the right change, like the Gemara talks about. Kimat Pachol Rega, Amatzavar Ruchani, and everything that happens can be a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Mida, Kenegan Midas. That is what this parak is about. It might take a long time. might take a long time for justice to be served, and we might not see it. We might not see it in our lifetime. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan, and there's Din, and that is what all of these prakim are about. Again, from Memvav through Nun Aleph, until the last parak of Yirmiyahu, which talks about the Churban again, but the next number of prakim are all about the other nations. So here we go, let's read some of the psukim. Says the Pasuk, Asher haya dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu Anavi al Agoyim. Yirmiyahu Anavi was given this nevuah about the other nations. Le Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim's first. Al-Chel, Paro, Necho, Melech Mitzrayim. The first 12 psukim in the parak are about the earlier time when Mitzrayim attacked and wanted to attack Bnei Yisrael. We remember the story in the times of Yoshio HaMelech, Mitzrayim, Paro, Necho went through Eretz Yisrael in order to get to Bavel. They thought they were dead to Ashur, and Bavel came. They thought they were on top of the world. Yoshio HaMelech, tragically, if you remember, went out. He thought that he had rid all of Klal Yisrael, Avodah Zarah, from the land, and really it was hidden, and he went, and the Navi told him not to go, and he went anyway, and he was killed in battle. But in that battle, Paro, Necho, Melech Mitzrayim, was defeated by Nebuchadnezzar, afterwards. Why was it called Paro Necho? Necho, Neche is like somebody who is disabled. So that's what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes not here, but Rashi quotes elsewhere. I'll read it from the source. The source is in Shmos Rabbah. The Medrash tells us Paro Necho because when he went and stole the throne of Shlomo HaMelech, we know Shlomo HaMelech's throne wasn't just an ordinary throne. The lions on Shlomo's throne became alive. And it says that the Medrash, the beginning of Achremos. Ula Rasha Zepara Necho. Kivan Shabikesh Leshev Al Kisi Shol Shlomo. Lohaya Yodea Minhagav. He didn't know how to treat the throne. Hikisho Ari Vishibro. Zeme Soleh Vzeme Soleh. That's how he became Paro Necho, because he tried to go on Shlomo's throne, and the Ari didn't want him to forget that he violated illegal airspace, so to speak, and therefore he was punished. That's why he's called Paro Necho. Okay, but we continue. Says the Navi, what's the story? Asher Hayal Nahar Pras Bekarkimish, when Paro Mitzrayim, Paro Necho went all the way up north, went to the Euphrates, which is nowhere near Mitzrayim. That's where the Nile is, but he went all the way up north. Asher Hika Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Bishnas Haravias Yehoyakim Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda. In the fourth year of Yehoyakim, that's when Nebuchadnezzar for the first time defeated Paro. Irchu Magain Vitzinau Kshula Melchama. Go and get ready for war. Isru Hasusim. Get your horses ready. Va'alua Parashim and your chariots. Vitzyatzu Bekovaim. Put on your helmets. Mirku Haramachim, smear your shields. What they used to do, they used to put oil on the shield so when the sword or an arrow would hilt the shield, it would slide off. Livshu Asir Yonos. The question is, who is this referring to? Yirmiyahu is giving a nevuah. Get ready for battle. So that's a machlokes in the Mefarshim here. The Abar Ben El says it's talking to Bavel. Bavel, who is going to defeat Mitzrayim, Yirmiyahu is saying, go to battle, you're going to win, you're going to defeat, because you are the kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case. Again, obviously Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians themselves are going to be punished in the future, but this is talking about Paro and Mitzrayim being punished. So the Abar Ben El says this is talking to Bavel. The Mitzudas David says no, it's talking to Mitzrayim. Yeah, try to get ready for war. And it's like sarcastic. Al Mitzrayim Yomar Bederech La'ag, says the Mitzudas David. Sidru Atzmeichem, Belevishas Magen. Yeah, get ready for war. Think that you're going to be able to do it. Again, this is the unbelievable. This is years before. And Yirmiyahu is saying, you know, what is going to happen, and both in the previous war and in the following war. But either way, he tells everybody to get ready. And then he says, Madua Raisi, Hey Machatim Nisogim Achar. Why do I see big warriors running away? Vigiboreim Yukasu. Again, all Nevuah is as if Ki'ilu, it's already happened. So he says, why do I see this? Umanos Nasu Velo Hifnu. They're not even looking behind them. They're so scared. They're zooming. They're running. Magor Misaviv. There's awesome feelings that everybody is in terrible fear. Al Yonus Hakal, Val Yimalad Agibor. The fast will not escape, and the Gibor will not be able to run away. Tsafona Al Yanar Pras. Safon is always Bavel, like we said earlier in the Sefer. Mitzafon Tipatacha Ra'ah. Right, even against Am Yisrael. Kashlu B'dafalu, they will surely fall. Mizek HaYor Ya'aleh. Who is like the Yor, Nilus, that will go up? Kanaharos Yisgashu Meimav. And what did the pasuk say? Mitzrayim kayor yalim. Mitzrayim is going to go up like yor. Again, what do these psukim mean? The Mefarshim wonder what the Pashup Shad is. The Malbim says that this is Ki'ilu Mitzrayim talks. And we know this from Paro. We know Paro was the name of the position, right? But there's Paro here and there's Paro in Sefer Shmos. Paro was the position of Mitzrayim. That's where there are many different pharaohs, like the president. President blank. Pharaoh blank. That was the name of the position. And here, every Paro thought he was God. Every Paro, Gaiva was such of the root. So here too, Mitzrayim Kayar Yala, just like the Nilus, just like the Nile, flows up and, you know, covers all of the vegetation and is very powerful. So I'm just like the Yor, said Paro. That's what the Malbim says, that it is referring to the Gaiva of Paro. Says the Malbim, I'll just read the Pasuk. Shekemosha hayor nilus be'es ya'ale yechaseh kol ha'aretz beribui meimav ken kiso es ena aretz beribui machanosav. So too, I'm so powerful, just like the nilus covers everything, and it's known as the superpower, so am I. That's what Mitzrayim said. And yet, they were crushed by Nebuchadnezzar. They said, ala yechaseh aretz, ovida ir, ir v'yoshveva, alu asu sim v'yisholulu. Go try it, Yirmiyahu says. Kush, ufut, tovse magim veludim. You will see that you will not be successful. Continuing the pasuk, yom nakam lehi nakem itzarav. There'll be a day of revenge for Mitzrayim. Everything that you have done to cause tzaras for Klal Yisrael. Verav samidamam. You'll be satiated for with all the tragedy. Ki zevach l'Hashem, Hashem tzvakos. It's an unusual usage. A zevach is usually a karban. Usually we don't assume these are karbanos. Zevach means it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ali Giladu Kachit Sari Besulas Bas Mitzrayim. Go try to get medicines. Lashav here base refuos. It's not going to help. Tala Eilach. Even medicine, we know, is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it say here? It says that they try to get medicine. It's not going to heal. Because we know nothing heals. Even the medicine is just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful tefillah, if we could remember to say it. Based on the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes at the end of Siman Reish Lamed, HaNichnas LaHakizdam, if somebody is going to bloodlet, in the days of old, bloodletting was considered healthy. They used to bloodlet to help balance out their health. Omer, so says the Shulchan Aruch, before you bloodlet, there's a special Yiratzon to say. Yiratzon Mofadecha Hashem Elokai, Sheyehe Esek Zelilu Refua, Ki Rofet Chinemata. It should be your will, Hashem, that what I'm about to do should be Letova, Lerefua, because you are Rofet Chinam. Good. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'hu Adin B'chomidi D'Refua. For any medicine, if somebody takes some Advil, somebody takes some medicine, there's especially Yiratzon to say, not a Chiyuv, but it's a nice thing to say, to put everything into perspective, to recognize that there's nothing medicine doesn't work outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping the medicine work. Yomar Zeh, V'lo Yachshov Shetia Ezeh Dover Lo Refua, Ela Al Yedei HaBori Yisbarach Shemo. We shouldn't think that any Refua is going to happen without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. V'lachena Yedei Tefila Zu, Yasim B'tchono Bo, through this Tefila, I will have Bitachon in Hashem, and I'll ask from him, and that's what we've quoted in other shiurim, Rav Meir Pamish Laner, his pshat, my father likes to quote this pshat on the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, Tov Shavarofim LeGehenim, the best doctors are going to Gehenim. You know, what does that Mishnah mean? What is that supposed to mean? Many different pshat have given. So one of the pshat I'm given is Tov. Tov is Gematria 17. If there's a doctor that only says 17 brachas of the Amida, of Shemona Esrei, Rafainu he leaves out. I got that one covered. I don't have to say Rafainu. That one, I'm in charge of. I'll see all the other ones. Tov Shibaro from Legehenim. No, even Refua, any type of Refua is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So maybe that's all alluded to right here when the Navi says that, yo, go get medicine. Go get medicine. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you because it's telling us that medicine is only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch also says in Simen Reish Lamed Sifdalit and the Mefarshim there. Good, we continue. Now we are up to the second half of the parak. Pasuk Yud Gimel, which is the battle that Nebuchadnezzar fought with Paro 26 years later. The first one was in the times of Yoshio, a couple years after Yoshio, right? A couple of kings before the end. And this is now 26 years later when Nebuchadnezzar goes and defeats Mitzrayim. Remember, we had this already. We had this after the Churban. Yirmiyahu says to the people who were left after the Churban, stay here. don't go to Mitzrayim. Hashem will protect you here. And one would think, as we discussed, they saw the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was forecast. They saw all the terrible things. And Gedaliah was assassinated. Now listen to Yirmiyahu. No, they said, we're leaving. We're going to Mitzrayim. They'll protect us. So this is the fulfillment of that Nevuah. When Yirmiyahu says, they're going to be destroyed. Don't go. And this is the Haftorah for Parshas Bo, right, having to do with Mitzrayim getting their just end. Hadavar Asher Dibur Hashem El Yirmiyahu Anavi, Lavo Nebuchadrezzar. Here's Nebuchadrezzar, same. Melech Bavel, Hakosa Deres Mitzrayim. Nebuchadrezzar is going to come to smite and to hit Mitzrayim. Hagidu b'Mitzrayim, Ashmiu b'Migdol, put up signs, put up, make announcements. Vashmiu b'Nofu v'Sach Panches, all different places in Mitzrayim. Imru is Yatzeva Chenlach. Get ready, because there's going to be cherev. There's going to be sword. Madua nischaf abirecha. Right? Why are you all your great ones getting swept away? Lo amad ki Hashem adafo. They're not going to stand because Hashem's in charge. And what you did to Am Yisrael, you'll be punished for. Hir bakoshel am nafal isha re'eo. You're falling on each other. All of your strong ones. Vayomru kuma v'nashuva el amenu. They're saying, let's go back to our nation. Who's saying let's go back to our nation? We're talking about Mitzrayim. What's being referred to here? Stock says that many people used to come to Mitzrayim because there was famine all over the world, all over the area. And Mitzrayim had the Nile. And therefore people came there during the famine. And once they stayed there, they just settled there. But once Nebuchadnezzar was coming to wipe out Mitzrayim, they're like, we're leaving. You know, we're not interested in staying. That's what the Mitzvot David says. Also, the Radak says because they came because of famine. The Mitzvot David says they came to help. Ha'akum aboyim le'ezras Mitzrayim natu v'tchabru zelazeh. We're leaving, right? No loyalty. That's not, that's what the Navi is saying here. Ve'alars molatenim ibn cherev ayona, we're gonna leave. Karu sham paro melech Mitzrayim sha'on. Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, is gonna call. It's gonna be, you know, destruction. Have your moed, the time has passed. And here is a pasuk that the Mefarshim talk about. Chai ani ne'um ha'melech Hashem svako shmo. Hashem swears. Ki ketavor beharim, Uke Carmel Bayam Yavo. Like Tavor amongst the mountains, and Carmel in the sea, Yavo Nebuchadnezzar will come. What does that mean? Rashi says, just like the reality is that Tavor is one of the highest mountains, and just like Carmel is right next to the sea, just like those two are realities, you should know that Nebuchadnezzar is also on his way, and that is a reality. Says the Malbim, just like Tavar is the highest one of the mountains, he's not going to move and get mixed up amongst the mountains. And just like Carmel is next to the Yam, it's not going to go into the Yam, it's not going to move, so too, don't think, Mitzrayim, that you're going to be able to run away and escape this attack of Nebuchadnezzar. That's the comparison of Tavar and the Carmel. The Gemara does darshan, based on this pasuk about Tavor and Carmel. This is the pasuk that talks about the mountains wanting to have the Torah given on them. So the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chavtes, Tavor said, I want the Torah. Carmel says, I want the Torah. Where were they? Weren't they Hashem was giving the Torah in the Midbar Sinai. So what do you mean they want the Torah? So says the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that these mountains were in a different place. They were near Har Sinai. They were out of Eretz Yisrael at the time. But because they wanted the Torah so bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a reward. I'm going to move you into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to be Kadosh forever. You only wanted to be Kadosh for a moment with the Torah. So I'm going to make you Kadosh forever. That's the Gemara in Megillah. And that's what the Gemara also says, that every Beis Medrash and every Beis HaKnesses in the world will eventually asidin b'tekneset by the Medrash shows from above El Sheyikvu Eretz Yisrael. They're all going to come. They're all going to fly. Just like Tavor and Carmel had the connection to Torah and they became part of Eretz Yisrael, so too the Batei Medrash and the Batei Knesses are going to come. But that's based on this pasuk right here quoted in Yirmiyahu. Continuing a couple of more points, a couple of more psukim towards the end now. Pasuk Chavez, Kola Kanachash Yelech. The voice of Mitzrayim will be like a snake. Ki b'chayo yelecho, they're going to leave with bavel, u'b'kardumos ba'ola, they're going to come with axes, k'chot ve'etzim, like people who are going to chop wood. So again, what is the connection of the nachash? What is the snake? Why is Mitzrayim compared to a snake? Makes us think about the first sign that Moshe Rabbeinu showed Paro was a snake. That can't be a coincidence that Yirmiyahu himself is referring to Bavel as a Paro as a snake. So Rashi quotes a Medrash that when the Nachash had his legs and his arms chopped off, he let out a scream, a type of, not a physical scream, but going to be some type of loss potential scream. That's the screen that you're going to do, Paro, says Yirmiyo. Maybe you could have played a role in history, and if you would have just acted as an appropriate tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you didn't, and therefore that's going to be the screen. The Rabbi Yonasan Ibeshitz, in his commentary on Haftorah, he writes here on Parshas Bo, what's the connection to a snake? V'nira lomar, l'fisha hi amr sheker. The snake lied. V'sheker in la raglayim, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. Sheker has no legs. Why? Those three letters aren't steady. Right, the shin is, they all have points on the bottom. Not like MS. They each have two legs, Aleph, Mem, and Tuf. Sheker is all wobbly. So, lochei katsu es ragleha. Because the snake acted with sheker, so sheker in la raglayim, that's why it had his legs cut off. O Mitzrayim hayu kamokin, meleim shav sheker, and also Mitzrayim. They said they're going to help out Am Yisrael, and they didn't help out Am Yisrael. Right, so that's why they're compared to a snake. One pshat. Or the other pshat is that Nebuchadnezzar was coming to Mitzrayim, even though Nebuchadnezzar didn't need this land. He wasn't going to get any hanah from this. He was just fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Just like the Gemara says that a nachash gets no hanah. All the other animals say to the nachash, why do you bite? Ma'ano yesh lecha. You don't have any, you just bite. You don't have any the hanah. Right? The hanah was taken away from a nachash after he was punished. So too Nebuchadnezzar was going to come and not get any hanah from the attack that he was going to do, but he was just doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the parak ends off mentioning other cities in Mitzrayim that were going to be punished. And then the end of the parak, as many prakim end off, V'yata al tira avdi Yaakov. Famous phrase, don't fear avdi Yaakov. Why is this dafka said here? So Rashi says, because remember, there were some Jews, the remnant of the Jews went to Mitzrayim. Not all of them wanted to go. They were forced to go. But there were some Jews that were left. Hashem says to them, don't worry. Al tirav di Yaakov, al techas Yisrael. Don't worry, the Jews that were left. Ki hinani moshiacha meirachok, vezaracha meeret shivyam. I'm going to bring you back. Another promise of Kibbutz Golias. Vishav Yaakov, one of the five places in Tanakh where Yaakov is spelled with a vav. Yaakov is spelled with a vav here. Vishav Yaakov, because Elio in five places is spelled without the vav. Eli Yaakov with a vav. That's the Rashi in Parshat Bechukosai that Yaakov, took a mashkon, a security from Elio Anavi until Mashiach comes. Atati Radi Yaakov no Mashem ki etchani. I'm with you. Ki asek kalav echol agayim. I'm going to punish them, but eventually, even though you are punished throughout these terrible Golios, you are going to come back, and I am going to bring you back. So that's Perek Mem Vav. That's the first Perek in a row of a number of prakim that talk about the other nations. The other nations that Yirmiyo is talking about that were involved with the Churban, and that will take us all the way, another couple of prakim, until we get to the last Perek in Yirmiyo, Nun Beis, which ends off about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, again, which is the appropriate way to end the Sefer. Okay, we'll stop here in Perek Mem Vav.